We had like about a match and a half tonight on NXT. I'm gonna make an attempt to break it all down. We got the Undisputed Era. I got my full panel with me, the whole squad. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Oh, they're getting better with the transitions. They're getting better with the transitions.
Let's move it in.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Welcome to everybody to the NXT AfterBuzz.
When is 2019 coming?
Yeah, bro. I'm ready, bro. Listen, there's one thing about rapping, man. You can always do it unless Ursula come around, make a deal with me, take my voice away.
Come back in 2019 on that Aladdin track. I think you can.
Yo, thank you everybody for joining us. I appreciate all of y'all for joining us on a Wednesday, man. Get y'all NXT fixed, man. I'm going to start to the far left. Listen, he's the mayor, man. He's still a winner in my book, man. Listen, yeah, you know what I mean? This is my man, man. The mayor himself. Birthday coming up real soon.
You're a Gemini, too?
Cancer.
Right on the cutoff of Gemini and the Cancer. He's a Cancer Gemini. Flo Bito, what's good,
bro? What's going on, Mac? You good?
I'm well, bro.
When's your birthday?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, when is your birthday?
September. Virgo.
I thought you were a Scorpio for sure.
What's up with everyone asking me in L.A.? By the way, I'm DJ Alexander. Everyone's asking me in L.A. In LA, what's your sign? Every girl I meet is like, oh, what's your
because
sign?
Because you forget. See, you're from Chicago. You're from the Midwest. You're from like what I call like this. It's the Midwest is the real world. Yeah. LA is a fantasy world. So women literally will base their husband on what sign you are. That's what this is about.
We had this discussion.
They
want to
know
we'll
how much.
Have it later.
Yeah, they want to know how much kale you have and what your sign is. And if the answer is right,
your kale ratio, bro?
You know what? In the spirit of Baron Corbin, I say this to that.
Wow. He doesn't even cleanse, bro.
Be forever single, then, Jim.
No, I'm going to In-N-Out tonight.
No, shout out to In-N-Out. Yo, my girl next to me, man, TK Trinidad. Listen, man, this girl, the hardest working woman in the business, man. Black Barbara Walters right now, man. She the black Oprah. Oprah black, but she Oprah. But
tell me you really got that one.
It was good.
Thank you, Zeno Howard.
Zeno!
TK back to maintain some order. I mean, I'm just
here. Because you were going Monday, he was like, yo, where TK? They're off the rails, man. Where TK?
Everybody
in the
booth, you're going, man.
I mean, life happens.
We're putting real people in
the
booth.
They give you lemons, you have to make some lemonade.
You gotta make lemonade, man.
You make it work.
How's the car?
Oh, yeah. So shout out to my mechanic. You all are in L.A. You're in the Valley. Definitely check out Japanese Auto Tech.
Listen.
He has hooked me up over the last 5-6 years.
Absolutely.
He's one of the honest. I don't have a bad story to talk about him. He has saved me in so many clutch situations.
Wow.
So if you are in the Valley, definitely check out Japanese Auto Tech.
Boom.
Hey. Shout out to John.
Nice pun there.
Shout out to the mechanic. People don't understand, man, getting an auto mechanic when your car is on the fritz, man. You need somebody you can trust. You need somebody that's going to work with you. You need it because in L.A., is unfortunately, you have to drive because you'll have like an audition or a gig or a paying thing that's somewhere in like Kilimanjaro or Timbuktu or Turks and Caicos and they're like they don't but you know what I mean
then you add the Turks. Heat
but you and I both know they do not care if there's no you can't drive to Kilimanjaro they'll be like here goes the audition here goes the DJ gig get there
so you're out
and trust is currency
so you need a good mechanic that can help you get to your gig because TK moves around a lot she has a lot of different jobs a lot of different places and he gonna get her back on the road
for real.
Open on Candice LeRae, Io Shirai, the very aggressive, very militant, the very just super, just hardcore Io Shirai versus Jasmine Duke and Marina Shafir. Jim, I know you like that crew. And like Shannon Belair's little faction. Tell me about the match.
Did you say Shannon Belair?
I like that. This is a new faction.
Listen, I'm mixing.
Hey, Bianca Belair and Shayna Baszler in a faction.
I am still hungover from like 3 nights ago.
Happy birthday to Evan T.
Matt. Listen, it's been, I'm telling you right now.
Wait, hold on. I have one thing to say because you know I'd be calling people out.
Please don't do it. Don't do it. I hope you say what I think you're gonna say. Say it, please say it.
So, MTAC had a birthday.
Oh, okay.
And Flavito was in the picture.
Right.
Yeah. I was texting the picture.
Did I miss the?
That's what I wanted you to say. I'm so glad you said that. I've been waiting for you to say that for days. Okay, I'm glad.
Okay.
So we gonna put this on NXT. I'm about to cut one on TK. This is unbelievable.
Okay, so last year. Right.
TK had a birthday last year,
right?
TK came into AfterBuzz TV. She talking about, listen, she gonna have this one penthouse all rented out.
Hey.
She got this and that and the
My
third.
First season.
She said, you hear that?
She invited her mechanic.
But she said that right in front of like this, all these black chicks, right?
Right.
I was right at the table.
Yeah.
No invite.
Oh!
man.
I know what you're talking about.
See? You see? All
right, so here's the deal.
If y'all been following me,
you know, if you don't follow, it's a new thing. I have a birth season. It's 6 weeks. So
yeah, she don't play.
She has like a
6 week thing.
It starts June 17th and it ends August 3rd. And every week I have an event with different groups of friends. So I have friends who, like, they like working out. We might go hiking. If they don't like working out,
so for 6 weeks, I wouldn't have bought it. No, no, no.
Wait, you were longer than Coachella?
I just want to point out, for 6 weeks.
So you're saying that you've harbored this all this last year, and you're like, F-U-T-K.
No, I was thinking to myself, I was like, she ain't going to say nothing because she didn't invite me to none of her
thing. Evelyn, like that. You're like, we cool.
Heidi goes, are you invite TK? I said, TK ain't invite me to
the last thing. Thank you, Heidi. You know what? Here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen for my birth season. I'm going to invite Barry Mack and Heidi Mack to one of my events. That's what's going to happen. Heidi, you are invited. I'm going to need to get your number.
Gentlemen, NXT Universe, people in the chat, this does not make her look any better. She says one of her events that I was not invited to.
No festival pass, no after parties, nothing.
Fire Festival Part 2, man.
No badges, nothing.
Oh, damn.
Okay, here's the deal. Y'all will get invites to all the events, even the women's events.
And we can start fresh.
Women's events.
And let's start fresh.
I have women events, too.
Oh, man. So let's start fresh.
Yeah.
Because you were missed. Plus, I know you were missed. I will say that.
Yeah.
I was like, is that Flavito?
He's the mayor. He runs everything in LA, man.
I finally got invited. I'm like, thumbs up and stuff.
Yeah, thumbs up. I'm like, that's what we doing.
I got lost in it. My invite got lost.
Tell me how you feel about Candice LeRae, Io Shirai, Jasmine Duke, and Marina Shafir, because I'm sure they invite their friends to their parties. So tell me how these ladies do.
They rolling deep, man. I don't got the invite. Love the fact Shayna was with them tonight.
Oh, God, in the cut, too.
Yeah, she was really doing it. The whole faction they were trying to build up, and Io Shirai has definitely been the most aggressive.
She's killing it, bro.
I mean, I won't say hardcore, but definitely getting a little edge to her, which is great, because her character development is something she totally needed when she was with Kairi Sane. Candice LeRae, we love her to death. I think she's in the face of the new wave of the women's division. She's like the stalwart veteran.
I guess everyone likes her. Does everyone like her on this panel? You like her?
I like her. I just want her to, and I think it will eventually happen because she's been in the game for so long. I want her to find the right character.
Where is she? Where did she cut her teeth at? Where was she at when she got her?
I mean, she was all over. She's been in the LA scene. I think she's been in
bar wrestling.
PCW.
I mean, come on, you guys don't watch those shows?
You don't watch bar wrestling?
I'm the king of indie. Remember that?
Oh Lord!
You are.
I see last week. I caught it.
Man, yeah. Oh yeah, you are. I forgot about that. Yeah, the king of indie, y'all. If you watch last week, you'll understand. Yeah.
So, Jim, what do you think about the match? What do you think about these four women? What do you think about Shayna Baszler and the cut? Just tell me your overall thoughts on this, because we got to talk about it.
It's been a while since we've seen Shayna's crew wrestling, right? We always see Shayna just standing. For once, like, you actually got to see what they're like in the ring. So that was cool. We get to see them that they can work. And,
But
then Mauro was talking to Mike how green they are, too. I don't think that helped them. That didn't help them at all.
Mauro's usually perfect. Don't do that, though.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It didn't showcase. Like, I know we don't get to see him, but, like, at least put him on. Because they look imposing when they're not even wrestling.
Casual fans can't tell when someone's green.
Yep.
Don't do that. Only the super nerds can tell. Don't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was not needed at all. So it kind of was a shot at him. Or a downgrade for him.
Don't like that at all.
But they look fine in the ring. I mean, I like that we're seeing more of Candice LeRae every week. You know, and Io Shirai is like kind of the remaining one that's
like the
been
old
around.
Guard.
Yeah, the old guard almost. Like she's almost in the transition to go into the main roster. This might be like the last of her we see.
No, because Bianca was there before Io.
Damn.
True, but that's another shame. They're in Bel Air and no Bianca there.
Oh, they were in Bel Air, Maryland.
Yeah, they were. But first of all, you're from kind of near those regions, you guys.
I am.
I thought it was actual Bel Air in L.A. around here, man. When I saw that joint, man, they took shame on them for taking that high school gym from some eighth graders, man. Because the lights weren't paid, the electric bills were not paid since the kids were out of school. It was as dark as in Bin Laden's cave or something. I mean, it was bad.
Oh, Bin Laden reference?
I mean, come on. It was so dark.
What kind of show is this?
No, I'm just saying.
He referenced Osama Bin Laden?
I'm talking about like it's dark in a cave. It was dark as it was in a cave. That show needed lighting. You couldn't even see the wrestlers. I don't know. I've never seen a show, unless it's like a gymnasium show or whatever local indie
scene. I know what you're saying, though.
But it was just so, it looked bad for camera. Mm. It literally looked bad for camera. It looked unprofessional. And that's not WWE style.
You know,
WWE has great, great production value.
Right.
And they should not have taken this from the kids.
Damn,
I'm just saying that.
I didn't even notice that.
Apparently, Ben Norman wasn't in the cave, by the way, Jim.
Oh, he wasn't?
He was in his house.
I mean, it was a good visual, but you said it.
That was always like the reference. He was in the cave hiding around somewhere.
Yeah,
but so trust me, he was living his best life.
He was living his best life.
Before he got, you know.
I actually didn't mind the look because it took me back to before it got polished. NXT is usually
gritty,
people love NXT, but it's getting a little bit more like glossy over it.
Right,
that was kind of a throwback. The crowd sounded different, way better than Full Sail, I thought. Even the part
Full Sail spoiled, man.
Oh, they totally are spoiled, and I know they want to have a central location, have everyone come over the world,
but
and
they're
see
spoiled.
Them. But yeah, they expect a certain level, and when they don't get
me?
It, they're like whatever.
A couple of weeks ago, they had a pay per view type match. They were like.
Yeah.
Oh my damn!
Exactly. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but if the Lorcan match happened in a Full Sail, it'd have been Scribbling Crickets. Relatively Crickets.
I agree with that.
I don't know if they saw anything in that.
That's a fair point, though. No, he's right. Like, because even if they know it or not, it's fatigue, man. If you get to come to a show that's like $12 every week and you get the same people and you're like, man, this is why they moved to other places.
Yeah.
Because they know, it's like, put it like this, it's like you can't get ice cream every single day.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will get tired of it.
Yeah.
And then, so I like that it was in a different crowd. You're right, because they appreciated matches. I don't think Full Sail. What are y'all spoiled? That's the whole thing that was happening with Bama. And I love that Nick Saban came out and said it. He said it straight out. I was like, he goes, y'all are getting spoiled because we win these titles all the time. Because y'all ain't cheering. Y'all ain't traveling. Because y'all just expect us to win a title. He blamed them for a lot of reasons why the morale was down. He goes, because y'all come to Tuscaloosa and just expect us to perform. He was like, y'all need to stop being so spoiled. And I'm like, damn.
Laying it down.
So I know what you're saying in that regard, though. That was in Full Sail. I mean, I like that. Maybe you're right. The production value is a little different because they have literally students working there and people working there.
Yeah, it's like an eighth grade middle school gymnasium, man. I mean,
the wrestling was still good enough despite it all.
Xenoar is crazy. Shout out to SEAL Team 6, man. Xenoar is a fool.
Yeah, yo, full time shout out.
Because it's coming full circle, man. Shout out to the U.S. military, but you ain't just going.
Yes. You can add to the list: Barry Mack, Heidi Mack, SEAL Team 6.
You just can't be running around the world terrorizing and think we will go catch up with you, man. Shout out to America.
Like, and then when Obama walked with that swagger,
I did all that. Oh, I sent all the drones out. Holla at your boy. Shout out to drones too. Listen,
oh my God.
Yo, Jim Alexander,
I can't with y'all.
Can you cut a promo telling me where they can find everybody, man?
Yeah, I mean, those of you who are in the cave in Bel Air, hopefully you're out of it, but you can go straight to your
bar wrestling.
Or bar wrestling. You can get out of there too. And
God.
Go straight to the AfterBuzz channel for the Raw and NXT After Show and click subscribe.
Everything.
Hey, we're going to pitch everything. Subscribe. Be part of the chat. Tell us. Let me know if Bin Laden wasn't a cave or not. I got educated in that.
Stop mentioning his man.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, this is our fans. These are our audience. They are interactive. They're always the Xeno Hour. Every hour he's on it. Everyone's always be part of the chat. Go on the iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and comment there. We just like talking and like hearing that.
We do.
Yeah.
Shout out to the United States of America.
Who said that, Dylan? Dylan, my man, what's going on? Bosa, what's going on? Xenoar, of course. C-Town, what's good? That's new for me. C-Town 247, what's up?
Oh, yeah, you knew. All right,
cool.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, man. I really do.
We're coming out of there, finally.
Sophie H., what's good, boo?
Wow, y'all too much.
Jim's my favorite.
Dylan Matthews says the After Buzz NXT After Show, Mayor Flobita.
Yeah. What up, Dylan?
Wow, Quiet Storm was on in the beginning, too, by the way.
Oh, shut up. DJ Sip, Uncle Murph, as usual. What's going on?
Uncle Murph hit me.
Oh, yeah, did he hit you up?
Shout out to Uncle Murph.
He slid in the DM.
Uncle
Murph.
This must be the only Uncle Murph, because Evan was really talking about Uncle Murph last week, and he's like, "Yo, I'm Uncle Murph." I'm like, "I got that because it's in your that's the title."
It says Uncle Murph.
It says
Uncle
Murph.
You know, that's what we need to know.
Apparently, he's an uncle.
Oh,
I'm like, okay. All right, so shout out to Uncle Murph.
So we get a quick promo of the Velveteen Dream. Just a quick promo. I guess you know, just to keep he's hot right now. So maybe just to remind everybody, he said, "What is next for the go."
Do you guys see the stuff with Velveteen Dream where he was essentially calling out, I believe it was Triple H? Do you think that was...
No, I didn't.
Well, oh, give some backstory, I guess.
Yeah, well, you give some backstory.
Sure.
I just know of it.
So Velveteen Dream and his Instagram stories basically are defending Vince McMahon, saying that Vince McMahon is more of the director when it comes to WWE, but it's really up to the talent to get those stories and ideas over. And it definitely seemed kind of forward for the North American champion, but at the same time, it was kind of like provocative, because you're right. There's a lot of characters that we had the past couple years, like Santino, that found a way to make it work and found a way to get over and be entertaining, or even R-Truth with his title. But then at the same time, it's really easy to sit back and say, well, what's Vince doing? He's old. He's senile. He's out of touch. Right. So that was kind of the balance he was doing.
And I think, of course, we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but how amazing would that be, though, Velveteen versus Triple H, though?
Oh, yeah. Because when they gave him Velveteen Dream, it really was a Prince ripoff. It was the artist from WWE.
No, and I tell people this, and I know a lot of people don't know this, because a lot of people that are wrestling fans, they don't listen to Prince. Prince is a Prince. I know the wrestling audience. So a lot of them don't listen to Prince, and the ones that do, they do. But I'm put like this. Let me go out on a limb and say, 70% of people probably don't listen to Prince.
Right.
So they don't know the persona, don't know the transitions, don't know the history, don't know how much that is a ripoff of Prince.
Right.
He's
like a Prince with
Hendrix.
If you watch
with a little bit of Hendrix,
but then also if you watch the documentary of Muhammad Ali on HBO, his mic skills are kind of like old school Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, they are. Back in the day, that slower speaking, because Muhammad Ali was so fast and so smooth. Patrick is still trying to get comfortable in his own skin. That's what I call him. That's his real name. That's his real name. I call you that when I know what you're trying to.
He calls him Rock Dwayne, man.
I call 50 Cent Curtis Jackson. That's what I call him. You know what I mean? Yeah, but like, and I call Eminem Marshall. That's what I do.
I'm sorry, Fofty.
You know, listen, but here's what I'm saying is, like, Patrick's still not comfortable in his own skin. He wants people to think he is, but he's not. Because that's why he's very, very slow on his own. Because that shtick, he probably didn't want to go that route, and he kind of got it. Come on, man. Watch Patrick in the very, 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 very beginning.
Taking a step back.
Watch him.
One, he's very, very young, and he had a lot of upside, and they gave him that character, which was kind of offbeat. But second, taking a step back for even performers of a certain chain, our brothers and sisters out there, it seems very one-dimensional. Be like, you're like Prince. Go with it. And you saw it first. It was like, I'm going to wear the frou-frou shirt.
Yep.
The attitude,
see the transition?
The glasses, the dream over thing came way later.
See the evolution?
Maybe it was working with agents or
that's
something.
That's what I think.
But at first, it was him playing dress-up and totally not working.
Absolutely. It was not working. And then all of a sudden, the evolution happened. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, whether he was great, like I said, he's still getting comfortable with that because he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince is one of the greatest of all time, but he was effeminate.
Right.
And he is one of the rare people that can be effeminate and still take your girl. See, Prince was
a real.
I'm telling you, if you don't know anything about Prince, Prince was a rare treat, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he's that little tiny guy that you would chuckle about, but he take your girl.
He had so many stories.
He had so much swag, but so.
That's game, man.
So what I'm trying to say is, Patrick's is a man. He's from Chocolate City. He's from DC.
Okay.
And he's still trying to be comfortable in that, because the brothers be talking, and I'm telling you, he battles with this kind of stuff, and he's getting comfortable with this character.
However, I do like the fact that he is not caving in. Because
at one point
there was a lot of articles where, well, like, what are you? Like, they're trying to fit him in a box. Like, are you gay? Are you straight? Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he refuses to answer that.
I'm glad.
And I like the fact that he's doing that because it gives more mystery to the character.
I agree. Like I said, this is not a knock. I'm just telling, this is literally, I'm telling you, man, it's, as far as we as being a brother, there's things he has to do. It's unfortunate, has to finagle a way to create a character but still be true to the culture, and there's a lot of things this kid's got about.
Whether he
even knows it or not, I'm telling you what he's got to do, because this is still Performance Center.
Mm-hmm.
That main roster is a different animal, so I like to see the transition, man. I like to see what else he can build, and that's why he cuts a lot of them promos via Skype and stuff and Instagram and FaceTime.
I like the fact he's doing it. It's current.
Yeah.
If you watch the show today, Women's Wrestling Weekly, Thunder Rosa and Ahala Dad were actually talking about that, being like women of color and dealing with all the stereotypes and all that other stuff. So definitely go and check that out after you watch us.
He keeps putting good matches. They like him, though. That's all that matters. When the company likes you, they like him.
He's different.
He's in shape. He keeps himself fit. He keeps improving. The thing about it is, he's a worker.
And they
like him. He has the North American title, and he's had it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably will be the longest reigning North American champion of all time. Hopefully. And they don't move up, and then he'll probably get the NXT title, and then he'll move up. And I'm telling you, they have plans for him to probably get the title.
Well, right. Dan says Dream will be in the BMP when he moves up.
I don't know about that.
No,
it's a 50-50.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to say. It's exactly what I was. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, this is why I'm talking about this, because at the chat, this is what I mean. It could
be.
But this is the thing, though. Will it resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Will it translate? Because it's there. The thing is, and I hate using the word gimmick because it kind of does a disservice to what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a character.
It's hard for that character because there have been pitfalls from other characters before.
Right.
I mean, there was Orlando Jordan on the main roster when he was even on TNA.
That's true.
You know, even Conan Reeves, who was very the finest. I mean, he hasn't really done anything.
True. He's got star qualities, and you guys know what star qualities are.
Absolutely.
Those guys didn't.
Because we all agree. We all are in agreement.
Those guys didn't. Orlando didn't. Kona doesn't.
It's also depending on the fans. Like,
he can cut promos as Patrick, okay, and get over.
Yeah, but it also depends on the fans, because I remember when I was at one of these shows, I was like in the higher stands, and when New Day came out, this white father with his kids and his wife literally got up and started gyrating.
Went crazy.
And it's just like, oh, like, you're that much over. But guaranteed, they did that 6 years ago, it might not happen. So it just depends on when he gets up. It depends on, you know, the fans.
That first New Day was all crickets.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So it depends on so many different things. If you get fans who understand, then the other fans will jump on.
That's what it's about. It's about, can it get over? Because I'm telling you, New Day started off bad. They kind of transitioned a little bit. There, I'm telling you, once in a generation, are those brothers getting over like this? This is this is lightning in the bottle, man. Then for the New Day to be over this long with this many white people, I am telling. Listen, man, I have never seen anything like.
You're not wrong. I'm just like, you went there.
I know. I got it. Somebody got to keep it real. When it comes to how the New Day got over, they got over because us are cool and white people are cool with it.
Right.
And the most I've ever seen them get cheered is when it's
also
incredible.
Being themselves,
you know. And like I said, it's incredible to watch. So I need Velveteen to resonate with them, because I don't want them to get buried, man. I don't want anybody. I don't want that to happen.
Nikki Cross, like.
Well, she's getting a push.
She's on TV.
She's
getting on TV, but I still think they're trying to figure out what to do with her. And she's just getting on TV, whereas Lacey Evans has been on TV forever. But let's stick to NXT.
Let's get Liv Morgan over. Okay,
she's on TV.
It's up to her, though.
Let's get her.
I just read a report on that when we were about to do the show. Yeah. Like, she's they're getting away from the Riot Squad, and they're gonna give her a solo push.
But for
whatever, they said she's been doing Mad House shows, so solo.
Yeah, she's a dark match.
So it's the thing we don't know. That's the thing we don't realize, because we can't cover every house show.
Yeah, but why?
But she's
like the Riot Squad, though.
No, I do too. But like, we talk about the faction things, though. But they're getting rid of. But like this, they're giving her a push, and they're trying her out on house shows, because they know only certain people watch it. It's like, if it's in St. Louis, the St. Louis house show watches it.
Right.
And they can hire her. That's what they were doing with the great Ronda Rousey. They were putting her at house shows, and she was cutting her teeth at house shows.
Right.
So I think if they see her at house shows, she's getting a pop, they're like, all right, let's try it out on SmackDown. We'll see. But we get Gulak versus Kushida part 2. Gulak taps out, which bothers me always, but it was a submission match, so somebody had to tap.
Right.
My question to Flo Beto is, will he ever win?
Drew Gulak?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah, every time you bring in Drew Gulak, you're going to get someone to you're going to show people that he can go.
He can go.
He can go, and he's also surprisingly versatile for what he can do. He can go up top rope, but he chooses not to, which gives him a lot more latitude in the middle of the ring. So even though Kushida got a chance to do his springboard hand moves, Drew Gulak sold it perfectly, got on the ground, and showed the grappling moves. He's really a unicorn, that roster. The problem with unicorns are, they somehow get buried because they're taken for granted. And will Drew Gulak be taken for granted? That is more likely. He's been buried on 205.
You're right. Unicorn's very beautiful, but hard to find.
We talk about Dolph in the main roster. Those guys.
Drew Gulak, there was a comp for him years ago called Charlie Haas. He's Charlie Haas.
The hell he is.
Where's Charlie Haas now?
That's what I mean. A hell of a wrestler.
Charlie Haas wishes he was as good as this dude.
But they view him as a enhancement talent. To put over everyone else.
No, he's a worker. We get it.
He can work. He's solid. But he doesn't have the it factor, and that's what will always prevent him from getting over.
I don't disagree with you at all. But my thing about it is, who really gets determined who has a damn it factor?
Well,
what I'm trying to say. Let's be honest, man.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. There's so many people that have gotten famous because someone said they had the it factor.
Mm-hmm. Yes and no, because we talked about this. At the end of the day, it depends on what you want to do.
Yep.
And we had mentioned it. I can't remember what show it was, but it's just like, you have some people who are happy to. If you're basketball, they're just happy to be in
I'm
the
on,
NBA.
I'm
I'm on the bench.
I'm on the roster.
Like, I'm good. You don't even need to pay me, coach. I'm good.
I'm making six figures. I'm good.
Right. So it could be, and then you have people who are striving like a John Cena, or they want to be like John Cena, but they don't have the talent to be John Cena. Mm-hmm. And then you have the people who want to be like John Cena, or a John Cena, and they have the talent, and they have the work ethic, and they have all the things that are put together. Yeah. And I think with Drew Gulak, he either realizes like, yo, like, I'm good here. I get to see my family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm good staying with WWE.
He's content
I'm getting a check.
Maybe he's not.
But we as viewers not knowing what's going on the inside can't, even though this person might be our favorite wrestler or we think that they have this talent to go somewhere else, they might be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so like, Dan in the chat's like, what's wrong with making Kushida look good? I go, didn't he make him look good last week?
He did.
I mean, the week before that?
He absolutely did.
So, like, this is my problem. How many weeks did he have to make him look good? Mm-hmm. He lost to him 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Well, they're just putting over a guy. They're not putting over Drew Gulak. There's no future in their minds of like him getting a push.
To Dan in the chat, I go, but if his job is to make him look good, can't they use somebody else for that?
Right.
No, because the guy is a heck of a wrestler and they know he's going to be safe in the ring. Mm-hmm. He's going to put on a good match with him and make Kushida look like $1 million right. at the same time.
You still need that talent to make you look good.
You put him up with like Ricky Moss or Conor Reeves, he'll still win, but it won't be convincing because you have to educate what Kushida is, because his gimmick is kind of quirky.
But there's a fine line between that. Drew Gulak is going to losing credibility.
Right. So
don't you think he's already kind of lost
credibility? But this is what I'm trying to say. So what does a win do for Kushida? That's what I'm trying to
say. Establishes him as a winning wrestler right now because he's new. Establishes him like, okay, this guy's winning over a guy that's, you know, a good technical wrestler. It's better than what Lars Sullivan's doing, right?
Yeah. But Lars in NXT was dominant, though.
Yeah, but what he's doing on a main roster, feuding with a Lucha Party.
I always knew he would die, Kushida,
right now, feuding with
Gulak. So back to what you're saying about It Factors. Kushida has an It Factor, and they're trying to educate
100%.
That. 100%. And to the American audience. So what does It Factor mean? This is what I think. You guys can disagree. So I'm taking from the frame of comedy. You go on stage, you got 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes to tell jokes. Tell jokes, set up punchlines, delivery. Mm-hmm. That is all mechanics, right? Mm-hmm. Then the way you're dressed, that is all visual. Some guys come out in suits. Some guys come out in jeans and t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I pick up my things beforehand when I want to do certain jokes.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, you know how it is. I'm a homebrew. The difference between a good show and a bad show, the difference between someone saying good set and, damn, man, that's a good set, and the pauses in between, knowing when to get the big jokes, when to jab with smaller jokes, when to do the spaces, and that's the It Factor. You give The Rock a microphone, he can make anyone relate to him. That was his strength.
But he's an icon.
But I'm saying, Drew Gulak, you give him a ring, he'll make anyone look good, whether it's technical or high flying. That's why his It Factor is.
That's what I was trying to say to Jim. That's what I mean, Jim. Who can really say who has an It Factor? Because in that regard, Drew, he does have the It Factor. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer. I call it the triangle, man. Not everyone has a triangle wrestling. You know, wrestler, talk on the mic and have this persona, right? You see what I'm saying? This is what I call the triangle. And I've said it since I was a kid. It's a triangle. It's like, if you have the triangle, you're the greatest of all time. Think to the people who have the triangle. One of the best wrestlers I've ever seen in my life is Dwayne Johnson. One of the best talkers I've ever seen in my life is Dwayne Johnson. And as far as his persona, like, he has it all. Mm-hmm. But not everyone has it. Some people just have, you know, some people just have one thing. Some people are good at two things. But that triangle, man, is rare. So I think everyone expects everybody to have that. Mm-hmm. Right. And they need to understand. No, man.
Like, I always say that too. Like, either you have the in rings, you can still get over. We're talking about like stars, right? I'm on this. Samoa Joe's a star, but he's got 2 out of 3. Like, he can wrestle and he's really good on the mic. But look-wise, technically, he doesn't look like a star, right? If you just like get someone off the street, like, is this guy a star? Probably like, no.
No, correct. Like, you know, I mean? when you see
Randy Orton, that's a star.
When you see Dwayne Johnson walking by you, you're like, he's box office.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he does. If you drop the alien down in front of him and they go, can you point out a star in his lineup? They'd be like, oh, he got to be somebody.
Well, he's somebody.
It's like, that's what you know when you see. Like, you see us on this panel, stars.
It's not a knock against Drew at all. So it's not a So my thing about It Factor is, like, you can't be that thing. The triangle is tough, man. Like, I call it the triangle. It's tough, man.
Sure.
You know, off the top of your head who I'm talking about when you're like, okay, they got all three.
Yeah, but they also put in the work. Because, like, I mean, like, I've said before. Shelton Benjamin, he was talking about John Cena, how John Cena used to talk to himself in the mirror.
And Shelton has it all except the one thing he cannot talk.
And he was saying this is back in the day when they were both starting out, and this was the extra stuff that John Cena did, right? So, and we don't know necessarily where The Rock started out as far as personality, because we see all those videos where he's hanging out with fans, he's talking to fans. Some people they're not about that life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And even if you don't like it, you decide to develop that skill and that talent that you're going to go and watch Baywatch, even though Baywatch wasn't that good, because you are relating to The Rock.
Sure.
So he's
always a bad example. I don't like the I don't like giving the example of Roxanne once in a lifetime.
So oh, yeah.
There's a few people that it, runs like
well, there's, yeah, there's elite. I mean, we talk about like LeBrons and like I said, but then there's guys like there's stars, you
I don't
know, like superstars.
Yeah, I don't throw around
Triple
icon.
H, for example.
Yeah, Triple H, Randy Orton, just like legit stars. They're not iconic or in the sense of like entertainment.
Like I said, Johnny Boy and him and Rock, those guys are icons.
Yeah.
We're talking about and Austin, you know, there's only a few elite, like Mount Rushmore. Not everyone can be on a Mount Rushmore, but there's a lot of guys that are not too far off of it. Right. And they'll just get to that point. Yeah, you know,
a person like Triple H will never get his true due because of the whole, just the perception of Stephanie McMahon.
Right.
He'll never
right.
get his like true due, no matter what anyone thinks. Yeah. He'll never give him like, oh, did you really earn all that?
Right.
Yeah. See, he'll, even regardless of what people think, there's always that aesthetic that's going to be in his way from being mentioned as the
one. Or even Randy, outside of the ring, questioning his personality
but that's
or whatnot.
Though.
You know,
oh, Randy's a dude, like, shouts out the ring.
Okay, so you see what I mean? That's like,
but
that's
ask
another
him, he'll
thing
tell you, though. He'll tell you.
He'll tell you, that's for
but
sure.
But that's,
you know?
That's the thing with Randy Orton. He could choose to be more engaging on social media.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He could choose to do all this stuff, but he doesn't want to. Right. And that's completely fine. Yep. So he has those two things. You have somebody
so
like,
maybe he won't be an all-time, like you're talking at Jeddah, how like, oh, Randy Orton's a 13-time champion and we don't even talk about it in that context. Remember
well,
they're trying to say. And well, that's,
Randy's been in the game for so long and he's established with WWE and he's like, look, I could come in once a month
Randy's,
and that can go hang out with my bandies. I'm cool. I'm good.
Some people are just content with being
exactly.
just good enough to get in the Hall of Fame. But they're content being what the Grant Hill or someone with a
like,
great career.
Randy was in the Hall like when he like was the youngest champion. Mm-hmm. That was it, man. He's boxed. That was it for him. He ended his career the next day. The thing about like people like Randy's like he's in put over people mode now. When he lost to AJ at WrestleMania, I was like, okay, he's in this place now.
Yep.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling right. He makes so much money. Randy's already so rich, man.
Like when
he does movies
already,
for WWE.
Yeah,
he's so rich right now.
You establish. You get to see your family. You get to do your own calendar.
He's
like
straight.
You getting a check, and then when you retire, you still getting a Legends contract.
Yeah, people just don't know how, people don't know what that kind of money is for a wrestler.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of money for a wrestler.
Okay.
He's like a zillionaire in wrestling money.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
You
and
know
then
what
WWE
I mean?
Is not going under anytime soon, even though people are saying that. Like,
hell no.
Like Randy's kids,
yes,
are gonna be good.
No question,
So we get this, Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah. They cut a promo.
I kind of like this.
I love the promo.
It was different, and I liked seeing a different side of them.
Aaliyah fine as hell. I didn't know she had like a little lisp. That's got like kind of cute little lisp.
Is that
though.
The one with the curly hair?
Vanessa Bourne.
Speech impediments. Speech impediments, if properly placed, can be a very adorable.
Right, Jack Swagger.
I'm just saying.
My God,
stop me. See, now you're going off. No, I'm just saying. Speech impediments, if they're properly placed, are very good. I didn't know she had, because she didn't get to talk.
Sure.
I was like, Aaliyah is adorable.
What about Lars?
No, we don't want to talk about her.
Yeah,
she's very pretty. So she. Yeah. I was like, yo. I said, oh, Vanessa Bourne cutting the promo, had a little curly hair popping.
Yeah.
They going in on Mia Yim for whatever reason. They cut a promo on Mia Yim. TK, what say you about this? What the hell do you think this means? Because they gave him a whole like minute and a half.
Well, I like the fact they were giving them a talk, and they're actually able to talk. And this was talking about, too. We were talking about the whole Uso, Samoan back. Actor. Like, if we put Tamina, Naomi, and Nia Jax together, their mic skills are going to go higher than what they are now.
Sure.
And I think Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah together, they're ripping off of each other. And like, say if you're not good solo, then them together, it was actually really good. And it's like, oh, they can actually do something on the mic.
They can!
Yeah.
Because their in-ring skills, even though they've been there for a long period of time, it's okay.
Which surprised me because they live at the Performance Center.
Right.
It's almost unacceptable.
Oh, man.
Right.
Truly.
But that's the thing, though. If you're...
You got Natty coming down there helping you. I'm like, what the... If I could work with Natty, this is all jokes aside.
Okay.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all right now. I'm
35
years old. I'm way past my prime athletic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something right now.
Mm-hmm.
If Natty worked with me for a year, I could wrestle. That's how good Natty is.
But,
that's how I'm saying. That's how great she is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you
and
kidding
no.
me? Yes and no.
She's
spectacular.
Here's what I would say too, because I believe that Aaliyah's not coming from an athletic background.
So.
But, no, when you're coming, because how many people you know growing up wanted to play basketball,
right.
And they're on the basketball team with you,
and they sure couldn't hoop.
Yeah,
yeah.
She got a point there. They was poop. You right?
But
I want to play like you,
it's not in the cards for you. And you can have people who are as tall as Evan. It's not in the cards.
I was pretty good back in the day.
So, I mean, you can ball.
You can rap. Like it was
TK back in the day. I was, as much as they act like I couldn't hoop, I could hoop back in the day.
I mean, you went overseas. That's nothing.
You've done it.
NBA D League draft track got cut. But then I was like,
back then it was called the D League, kids.
Yeah,
it was the Gatorade League.
See, back in the day, the G League. I don't know what the hell that is. I was there when it was the D League.
But that's what what I'm saying. Like, how many people you know, like, you know, all the people. I was.
You're
the
right,
only,
though. I got
to
give her a pass.
Yeah. I was the only one in my high school ever to get a full ride scholarship to the U.S.
Sure.
I like in her. In my high school ever. I like her a lot, though. I like Aaliyah.
Right. I don't want to ask this question, but I have to.
Please do.
If you're at that level and you have not progressed for so long, why are you still on the roster? I mean, she's probably amazing. I'm just saying, why?
You mean her personally, or why they keep her?
If she has not grown in a way that she's still at for so long at NXT, not being used or evolved, she doesn't do those shows, she hasn't moved up.
My theory is they clearly like something about her.
Oh, of course.
Because they will cut bait.
Because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Bosa, because I'm sure you know this. I believe
Bosa, no.
Aaliyah was like a YouTuber, and she came from, so she has a following already. She has an established, she's from Toronto. She has an established following already.
Good for her. Okay.
So I think they're keeping her around where it's just like, okay, well, she connects with the crowd, or she connects with a crowd. And if we could just develop this part, then we'll move her up. And she wants
I know they like her, though.
Yeah, obviously, because she's been there forever. Mm. So
what, Jim?
I don't. What? If someone's around that long, there's something called longevity where it's like a blind squirrel finding the whatever, not the egg, the nut. And
a blind squirrel find the nut.
I said egg, but I meant like peanuts.
So wait, the blind squirrel's.
You mean an acorn?
But you know what I mean. But this is.
Yeah, she fine as hell. You showing that picture?
Who's that?
That's Aaliyah. She fine. Yeah, you know really? She was that fine, didn't you? Look, he knows she was that fine.
Because you never see her close up.
Aaliyah fine as hell, man.
Well, okay, now I'm going to change my perspective. But no.
I don't even understand it with the blind squirrel. How's the blind squirrel going to
Well, that's okay. Here's the thing.
Find the nut?
You eventually do it through longevity, right? You just stick around somewhere long enough. And you finally get an opportunity just by waiting around. Doesn't mean you're good. Here's the thing about hosting. Like, let's say for instance, we know who's good and who isn't. I can tell right away within a few minutes if I know someone's gonna make it or not.
Ooh.
Like, it's straight.
I can go in if you want me to, dog.
No, this is what I'm doing. Oh, don't boo me. You know I'm good. And here's the thing. Like, you just know these things. And in the industry you're in or whatever, when you see someone working doing, like, they either have it or they don't. And they, you know, you incorporate. Sometimes people are just, like, they just stick around. And it's almost like a pity thing. They keep someone around just because they're putting in effort and they're grinding it so hard. But they don't have the talent, okay? Or they don't have that it factor.
Mm-hmm.
And you occasionally get a chance. But will you become a star? Will you become some significant? No. That's why I said the blind squirrel can find something. Because if you're at it for so long.
Okay.
If you're at it for so long. This is a great analogy, okay?
Because I was like, where's this blind squirrel going?
You get that opportunity. But doesn't mean you're going to get over or it's going to mean for your long-term career.
Yeah, but I mean, on top of that too, if she stays long enough, she might not be a WWE superstar, but she might be doing something else.
Sure,
she might be,
there's different paths.
You know,
yeah.
there's different opportunities.
And that's
so
what
you
being
know.
Longevity, you could maybe get in a different position,
like
not the one you want.
I like
you
know, I like Aaliyah. We and I think, like I said, they
yes,
hey,
that's exact squirrel.
Shout out to Ice Age.
I had a pet squirrel.
No, the thing about it is though, is we put it like this: the WWE has no problem releasing you.
Right. I mean,
they will release you.
Not now, though.
You're crazy. No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I think now they want to keep with three brands.
I'm a firm believer in you don't like just wasting money. I don't care how much money you have.
True.
They have let go of some great people. So I don't give a damn about AEW.
But those great people also did stupid things.
Yeah, she's a good soldier. She's probably a good person to work with and be around.
Contract renewals and stuff like that. How many times happens every year? They're like, they'll let somebody go.
The Black Friday.
The Black Friday.
17 people getting cut.
While they're at basketball games promoting your company.
So what I'm trying to say is for a person like Aaliyah, who's not even on the main roster, if they wanted to, they would have been let her go.
Oh,
there's something they see there that is keeping her on this roster.
Her longevity's given her an opportunity. This is her peanut now. This is her opportunity to take it and, you know, do something with it. This is a great
squirrels
analogy.
Squirrels eat peanuts. They eat acorns. Why are we doing this?
Wait, what?
They do acorns.
They're acorns.
Peanuts grow underground.
I had a pet squirrel in Chicago, dude, that would come into my
and
house.
And eat peanuts.
Well, he had to eat what he had to get. He's like, yo, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Chicago squirrels.
Yeah. I've seen this.
That's real talk, yo.
I've seen this stuff.
Yeah, these Chicago squirrels are built differently, man. They dodging bullets just like everybody else out there, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Chicago, y'all know what y'all up to. so good, man. Y'all need to stop the foolishness.
I mean, yeah.
Jim live in that nice area of Chicago. He'll know what I'm even talking about right now.
You gotta know where you go.
He knows where not to go, though.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Good Lord have mercy. Listen, main event, Undisputed Era. Oney Larkin, Danny Burch, Jackson Raga comes out, beats the brakes off of everybody. Then Oney Larkin and Danny Burch steal the win from the Undisputed Era, which does a lot for them. I know you like them, right? You like them, right? You like them?
I can't distinguish them. Here's the thing. I had an idea when I was watching. wait, is Danny Burch and Ollie? I'm like, if they form with Lars Sullivan, that's like the grandpappy group. You can call them the grandpappies. Old-looking guys, man, that are probably young.
Benjamin Button.
Wow. Old-looking guys that are probably younger than we think they are.
Did you like the match? They put it on a great match.
They wrestle well. I mean, they always put it on. They're good workers. They're like the Gulaks. You know, they're workers. They're just solid, you know, guys that put over talent. I don't know if I see anything major in their career, but they're just solid, and they'll get you a really good match every time. Good
job. Characters, Lord and Brooke are kind of vanilla, but NXT standards, but it would thrive in NXT UK. The minute I saw Roderick Strong, I'm like, there's the finish. I just knew what the finish was going to be. Dope match. Props are giving Forgotten Sons back in the mix. I still can't tell them apart. Hopefully that changes soon.
He took his shirt off, I think, to help you out.
Oh, okay. That's what I was looking at, his shirt being off.
Wow, that just starts going into the boudoir real easy.
Yo,
it was a good match.
What about you, TK? Did you
win? I think we should go to the boudoir.
Yeah, let's go to
the...
I mean, I'm waiting for the hit. Did you see my... Wait, I'm trapped. Can I go underneath? No, I can't.
Oh, you can still bust it open. Yeah, bust it open. No.
Whatever,
guys.
Wow. This man's
from standing up, doing it from the desk. This is the first time.
Oh, how do you manage, Jim?
I need this girl from In and Out to see this gyrations.
Hey. We need to make this happen. This couch is empty in front of us.
TK, who's in the boudoir?
There's a couch in the couch.
Oh, it is empty.
Oh my gosh. So the boudoir. Vanessa Bourne for sure.
Yes.
I like that for sure.
Hair
look
dope, yo.
Yeah, her hair is... I mean, her hair is always curly, but I just like the whole look. Aaliyah, definitely. Candice LeRae for sure. And then Velveteen Dream. We'll throw in Velveteen Dream.
He's always up in there.
Yeah.
Shout out to my girl at In-N-Out. You know, still keeping it real. And now, while it's in a holding pattern, I'm like in love with like some host from Chicago Morning Show. So
shout out to the host from Chicago Morning Show. Yeah. Yeah, she's in the boudoir too.
They got squirrels too.
What the?
It's
TK's boudoir.
Oh yeah. I give you credit when I pointed at you and I was doing my dance.
He does though. Yeah. He does put you over when he's stealing your job.
I'm gonna need that cocoa butter one day if any of this happens.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Real.
No, for real. Like, so,
did you get cocoa butter?
No.
You weren't gonna buy cocoa butter either? You don't give it to nobody, TK.
I didn't know why
Listen,
I got you cocoa butter.
Full disclosure, I got me a sample of cocoa butter.
I got a sample.
Do you use cocoa butter?
I will start using it.
I use cocoa butter in my beard because the discoloration on the shave line helps blend that in together.
But first of all, listen, guys. Man, cocoa butter is not just reserved for black
skin. It's not.
I know people that are not black. They walk by and they get intimidated because they think they ain't allowed to buy it. Cocoa butter is for all races.
No, I know white women and other women who buy cocoa butter. I just specifically white men. It seems like they don't use cocoa
butter.
Listen,
I like a good lotion. I like a good lotion.
Everybody else, I've asked, I dabble.
It was a very guys. I appreciate y'all hanging with us, man. It was a very interesting NXT, guys. It was like two matches, guys. There was a lot of filler stuff. These guys coming off their takeover, everybody deserves a break. They're working some things out. I think a lot of people are just chilling out.
Yep.
They just giving us a little bit of taste of things here and there, giving everybody time to relax, digress, see their families, breathe for a second. But yeah, we gotta get up out of here, man. I appreciate all you guys in the chat hanging with us, man. I appreciate those three dislikes from all you sucker MCs out there.
I saw one of them already from the East Coast.
I appreciate that thumbs down from you sucker MCs. Before we go, Flobito, where can they find
us? I'm at Twitter, at FloboBoy. It's on Instagram, at Flobito, Flobito.com. And my comedy album,
FloBito.com? Wait, hold on. Wait, what?
FloBito.com.
I know that's a thing.
Every week I say this.
You did not say your website?
Every week. Okay.
Put over your comedy special.
My special American for Now is now available on iTunes also. Spotify and iTunes, but Flobito.com. Book me today, please.
Hey, we should do a set, me and Flobito. That'd be good stuff.
That's funny.
I am so terrified of staying
though. Well, there we go. Flobito.com is the place to be. Also, Real Talker, that's REL Talker. At DJ Alexander. And hey, if you guys go to In-N-Out in Van Nuys, let me know what's up.
No one's going, man.
All right.
What do you mean, no one's right, going?
So,
I'm going.
So this is what we doing. We doing websites. All right. So you can find me at tktrinidad.com. You can also get my cocoa butter at centerincompany.com. You can see me on all a whole bunch of TV shows, all that good stuff. And you find me on everything on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff at tktrinidad. Very simple.
Ain't nobody know he had a website, yo.
Every week I say it. Every week.
That's a lie.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Everton Mac Instagram and Twitter. Man, yo, Dylan Matthews, what's up? DJ Sid, what's up?
The Army.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.